following evolution?
The process by which organisms change over time. Let's say it that way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that definition.
Okay, what inspired you to come up here?
I'm a Christian, so I don't believe that, you know, we came from wells.
Neither do I, and neither does any evolutionary biologist.
We're created by a higher being, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, there's no evidence of that, but there is overwhelming evidence that humans evolved.
Hold on. So this guy just used the word evidence. There's no evidence of that. There is evidence of that. There might not be proof. You might be getting the words mixed up.
No, proof is evidence. That's what proof is. When you say prove it, you mean give me evidence.
Okay. Well, evidence is very subjective. Proof is more objective. But you wouldn't know that because you don't know anything about semantics, which is fine. We'll teach you.
Evidence becomes proof based on whoever's giving their opinion about the quality of the evidence.
This guy must be an expert. Wrong. I don't know where you're
okay.
why are you laughing? So pretty much this. Do you believe that in a whole evolution theory, that
can't hear you
and over
nothing you said came through. You said, do you believe in the history of evolution theory? And then it was total silence. And then
do you believe in evolution theory from start to now?
Yeah, sure. Life began on this planet a few billion years ago. We're the product of it. So is every other living organism.
Wait. Like, we used to be a bacteria in the soup on a rock.
I was never a bacteria. That never happened to me.
Oh, my gosh. This guy with those words, dude. Okay, define bacteria then, because we're saying the same thing.
Prokaryotes that have peptidoglycan as opposed to pseudopeptidoglycan on their cell membranes and have a particular variation of the 16S ribosomal RNA strand, I think it is. That's what bacteria are.
Okay, but that's literally what we once were.
I never was that. Neither were you.
Yes, you were.
I was never that.
So pretty much, then what were you? What were you then, huh?
At every instance of my existence, I've been a Homo sapiens. You, something slightly worse than that, but you were never a bacteria.
So you never came. Well, okay, hold on.
You're cutting out really bad again.
Tell me the lineage of humans.
I'll do you one better. I'll show you. There you go. Had this conversation so many times that I've got this thing on speed dial. It does have chimpanzee on there. The chimpanzee isn't our ancestor.
Yeah.
They just have that up there for comparison's sake. I wish it wasn't up there, but there you go.
Okay, can I ask where would this lineage come from?
Earth,
like of
Africa.
Homo sapiens? Yeah, wait, what was before Homo sapiens? Anything?
Yeah, Homo heidelbergensis.
Okay, what is that? Explain that.
It's our most immediate ancestor. It looked very similar to us, but was different enough to an extent that it's a classified as a different species.
Do we evolve from a fish at all? Would you say that we evolved from any type of fish?
One of our ancestors hundreds of millions of years ago was a fish, yeah.
Okay, so this guy thinks that a fish had sex with a monkey and boom, popped out us.
Monkeys came around like 300 million years later.
That might be the most retarded theory I think I've ever heard of.
Okay, if you say that again, I have to kick you out, just so you know.
You can kick me because you don't want to debate me. That's fine. But
no, we are debating. You just need to start acting like a Christian for once in your life.
Yeah, like you would know how a Christian should act. Yeah, you're the expert on Christianity.
What would Jesus say? If Jesus was in the room with you after you said that, what would he say? Would he say, do it again?
Yeah, why not? It's foolish. So why, I should tell the truth.
Why would he? Why would Jesus approve of that?
Because I'm speaking the truth. Does he not approve of speaking the truth?
Does he approve of using slurs, or does he preach that you should love everybody unconditionally? You're muted, Ezekiel. I don't know if you know that.
Maybe you stop muting me. We can actually have a conversation. So Jesus called a woman a dog, yet you wouldn't know that because you don't read the Bible. You would find that very offensive.
I'm aware of that verse.
Okay, so if Jesus called you a dog, that's Jesus of the Bible.
What's the context in which he says that?
Yeah, tell me the context.
You don't know? So you're, okay.
No. You're not much of a Christian. I know the context. It's a dog.
I asked you. What's the context in which he uses that?
Yeah, he calls her a dog.
So you have no idea. You're just parroting something you saw on a viral clip from Piers Morgan with Jay Dyer and Andrew Wilson. Here, we're going to look it up since you have no idea.
This guy must be an expert or something.
Mm-hmm. So Jesus says in Mark, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And then the woman responds, right. Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.
Right.
So to me, Jesus is not really calling her a dog, like in the same sort of sense as like some of the more,
you're right.
Some of the more disgusting propaganda that's been perpetrated in horrible times in Earth's history, in human history, I should say.
This guy doesn't want,
it was kind of more like you take care of your own before you take care of the needs of others. But then the woman responds with, well, no, even those lesser ones are the benefits of the other group.
You're wrong.
And Jesus actually concedes to the point, and he grants the request she's asking, and Jesus heals her daughter.
You're wrong.
So would Jesus perform a miracle for somebody that he's calling a dog in a dehumanizing sense?
Yes. Yes, he would. What are you talking about?
Because he loves everybody unconditionally, which is something you kind of seem to be incapable of doing.
Okay, you don't know what love is, first off. You have no good definition of love. What's a good definition of love? Tell me. Tell me your amazing definition of love, since you're an expert in this category.
I have no idea. And yet I don't go around using slurs like you do. So even though I can't even define it myself, I am still a better person than you. Isn't that crazy?
What did I say that was a slur? What did I say?
You know what you said. If this is a trick to get me to say it, I'm not as stupid as you.
I'm genuinely asking. What are you offended by?
What do you want to talk about? You want to go back to evolution?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so pretty much that might be the, in another word, because you don't like the other one I use, the dumbest theory.
Oh, so you know exactly what I was talking about. Interesting.
Well, no. I think that word's fine. You don't like that word because you're very, see, you're offended by truth. It makes no sense. So again, that might be the dumbest theory I think I've ever heard in my life. It is the dumbest theory.
Cool. So
like top five.
When it comes to science, who knows more about science, you or scientists?
Me.
Okay, goodbye, dumbass. Want to learn how to make people do this?
If that's true, then... What? Hold on. This is really complicated.
It's not. This book will be your guide. I debunk all of the common anti-scientific arguments, plus some uncommon ones. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There's even an audiobook. Link in the description. The way I view the LeBron Jordan thing is, it's kind of like, what are we talking about when it comes to greatness, right? Like I could give, to switch the topic back to like science, I could give the argument that Einstein or Newton were the greatest scientists who ever lived, even though there are scientists who knew more than they did. It actually is kind of hard to argue that anybody was more accomplished than Einstein or Newton. But you could maybe come up with one. So the thing with greatness, and especially in sports, is how do you compare different eras? Because trailblazers just kind of have this aura of greatness to them that is really hard to argue against. Or are we talking about who's just, as a matter of fact, the best basketball player who ever lived? If that's the question, because that's what people seem to mean, but then they always just bring up legacy things when comparing LeBron and Jordan. It's like, okay, then we're not talking about who's the better basketball player. I think that LeBron James is pretty much the best basketball player that there has ever been. That's what I think. And like I can give some, I guess you could call them hypotheticals to defend it, that I think are pretty solid.
Yeah, that is, I did not expect that. That was actually just like a joke answer. I was not familiar with your game. I did not know that you knew ball. That was actually awesome.
Yeah. Like what I say, like people bring up 2011 finals all the time, and they bring up that LeBron has lost a ton of finals. And I just ask people, look, I will grant you that if Michael Jordan was on the Miami Heat in 2011 instead of LeBron, they almost certainly would have won. Like they just almost certainly would have.
About 90%.
I can't think of a single other LeBron finals team that you put Michael Jordan on and they win. Now, because Jordan was undefeated, it's a little bit of a goofy comparison, but I would say there's two things I would say to that. One, if you replace LeBron James with Michael Jordan on any of those teams, do you think they lose any of the six finals they won? Hell fucking no. When Michael Jordan retired the first time, the Bulls only lost, I think, two more games. When LeBron left Cleveland, they were the worst team in the league. And then when he went back to Cleveland, literally the first year, they went to the finals, and they would have won those finals, except Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love were out. Kyrie only played the first two games.
Honestly, I was not expecting. I've watched you so much. You have never talked about basketball. I had no idea that you knew. You know your stuff. You backed it up. You know, like all these things are things people mention, and it's ridiculous to hold it against him. Like 2015, yeah, I think is the most excusable loss in NBA history. Like your top
it's the equivalent.
Players,
yes, it's the equivalent of Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman going out. Yeah, dude, like what are we talking about?
You really think he's winning any of those if he loses them? That's absolutely ridiculous. Or like Kevin Durant, Golden State Warriors. If that is the best backcourt of all time, with Kevin Durant, with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Let's say the Utah Jazz just added Shaquille O'Neal or Hakeem Olajuwon with Karl Malone right there. That is pretty damn close to the 2017 Golden State Warriors. But Jordan never had to go against that team.
Well, the composition of the teams isn't even remotely close, but in terms of, yeah.
Quality of players.
Have you seen...
Like Kevin Durant is pretty... Sorry if I'm interrupting you.
Yeah, have you seen the conversation that Shaq and Draymond Green are having on Shaq's podcast, where Shaq says, Draymond, could any of your teams beat any of my teams? And Draymond's like, I think 2017 or 18 us could have beat the three-peat Lakers. And Shaq just keeps going, Draymond, stop. And it's like, Shaq would have averaged 35 points per game. Kobe would have averaged 25, 28 points per game. But the Warriors would have traded twos for threes, and they would have won.
Yeah, like, they would never.
It like, just
I think, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal probably, he might legitimately break the final scoring record. He, because who's gonna cover him? Like, Draymond will do his best, but there's just no way he's gonna stop him. But it's just gonna be too slow, and he's gonna be virtually irrelevant on the defensive side for Golden State. Like, they're just gonna shoot over him. Like, Curry versus Kobe, that's a good matchup. They have nobody for KD. They have nobody for Klay Thompson. Like, they would probably each average 25, bare minimum.
Well, Kobe just probably would have guarded Klay. And, I mean, Kobe was a great defender, but you still have Steph Curry. Like, is Derek Fisher going to guard?
Too much.
Going to guard Steph Derek Curry? No. He was good. He was great even, but...
Yeah. But we're talking Steph Curry. Like, there's just not... It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just wasn't. The Golden State Warriors would come out at halftime during the third quarter and just score 35 points, and there was fuck all you could do about it. That Warriors team, the third quarter, it was just like every single time, it was just agonizingly depressing. So
I know, yeah, God. Like, I'm not a Cavaliers. Like, the NBA is a much more like player centric league, and I'm a LeBron fan. I'm not really a Lakers or a Cavs or Heat team, whatever he went to. I just
I'm a Luka Doncic fan, so.
Oh yeah, that's a shame. I hope he can do something, but it's just so frustrating seeing he is so unlucky with his career. Like, if he had the same if he had the same like opportunities Jordan had, he could easily be like 7-3. Maybe he messes up another one, but he could easily be like 8-2 as well. And then there just wouldn't be a comparison. But instead, his teammates got really injured, and he had to go against the greatest finals comp in NBA history. And it's just ridiculous. But
no team like the 17-18 Warriors has ever existed. They had the greatest regular season of all time, almost won two finals in a row, and then the second or third best player in the league joined their team. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
It's just unbelievable. Two NBA MVP level players, a defensive player of the year, coach of the year, second place sixth man of the year in Andre Iguodala. On top of all of that, you have Klay Thompson. Like, that's just jaw dropping amount.
Hey man,
like,
don't leave out Sean Livingston. Everybody knew.
But oh yeah. God, of course, never missed a mid range in his life.
Never missed. Right. 1,180 something and oh. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.